coming back at you from the Radio Hut. Coming to you live here from Dakota Avenue. Sunshine, and we're up to 67 degrees. Tuesday Talk Around begins now. Talking real estate. Two of my favorite people, Steve and Sherry in from Action Realty. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Doing great.
You're looking very summery. I mean, you came in, you got the summer outfit going on, yeah. Then you said what I really didn't want to hear.
I know. We've got to enjoy these days of summer because they are just really
flying by.
Yeah, they're flying by.
Yeah, the end of July coming here in a couple days. Can't believe that. Steve, how you doing?
I'm good.
How's the golf game?
Not so good.
Not so good. Okay, we'll skip right over that. How do the numbers look?
Same old, same old. They're still bouncing around 6.5, 6 5/8.
Okay.
And just can't seem to move off of that, and it doesn't sound like the near future is going to change yet.
I was going to say, what's your prediction here?
Well, I hope it does go down a little bit, but, you know, you just got to watch the Trump and the Powell feud
on TV or whatever. See where that's going to go.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay. Well, you're saying business picking up, too. Things are looking good there, and I've seen a lot of Action Realty signs out there, which I love.
Yeah, after the 4th, things kind of picked up, which we see quite often because people are still in that summer mode, and they're wanting to look at houses, which is great. There's some listings out there.
We've been talking a lot about why go with a local realtor, and there's more reasons to do it than not. And the one thing we talked about a few weeks back was trust and establishing that kind of trust. Mm-hmm. How much work as far as clarity goes into that as a realtor when you go in and the clearer the better you can explain things? That, I would think, would start to build that trust relationship. Am I right?
That's huge. You know, you're selling a major purchase of somebody's, and you want them to be able to trust you and what you're doing with their property, and explaining everything, how the process works, you know, taking them from start to finish. You know, we really try to gain that trust. You know, it's a big deal for the seller or the buyer,
right,
whichever. And, you know, we're there to make that process just as smooth as we can.
Well, and again, one of the biggest, you know, purchases you're probably ever going to make.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, have you ever had instances, too, throughout your career, too, where you know, you're trying to establish that and explain it, and people just aren't getting it? Be honest.
it does happen, but... Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to explain it, too.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been through that, too, and had it explained to me, and I'm just going, okay, my head's going to explode here in about a minute. Because, again, a lot of changes and so much information going into buying and selling.
Well, there is, and our information is changing. You know, like, I don't know, Sherry, what have we changed forms 3 times in the last 2 years?
And
now they're coming again, so... You worry about, am I going to miss something that's changed in the form, you know? And so you almost have to read it the first few times, word for word, with your buyers to make sure that you're seeing all the changes that are happening, too.
Now, with these changes, is that government that's doing that, or what's affecting that change?
Well, a little bit of government, I guess you could say. The National Association of Realtors made some changes last November 18th. I guess I always think of that as D-Day, but, you know, having to re-explain commissions and who pays them and all that kind of stuff. And it's really no different than what we did before, just more emphasis on making sure people do understand what their options are.
Right.
And, you know, they kind of look at you with the deer in the headlights like, really? And, you know, and... we just got to keep trying to go with the times, and, you know, those are the things that chase old realtors out like me.
Well, but I'm glad you said that, because that brings me back full circle to your local realtor. I would imagine it's a lot easier dealing with one person than, like, you know, Sherry, you and I have talked about it, dealing with a team of realtors. Yeah, I would think it would be 10 times as confusing.
Absolutely. You know, I can think of several cases where if we were a team set up, that it would be so confusing for that buyer or seller to know who to call, especially when there's a concern or a question about a certain topic during the process.
Sure.
You know, one agent takes you through start to finish, which I think is an absolute wonderful way to go. And I would assume that most buyers and sellers would feel the same after they've gone through that experience with the team.
I would, but see, I would, I'm right with you there because I only want one voice moving around in my head, not like three or four.
Exactly.
You know?
Wow.
And as realtor, would that be crossing wires too? I think that'd be confusing for realtors if there's a whole team working on one project.
Well, I think it might create some confusion, and it's just different in different companies. When you get to your larger companies where there's, 30, 40, 50 agents, they have a closing department. And once that realtor has inked that contract, it's turned over to somebody else who will follow it from there to the end. And, that's where I guess I like the smaller town because, we follow it from very start. And when they walk out the door and they bought the house, I want to shake them.
Absolutely.
Hands and, yep. And look them in the face and know that they're happy. And,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times bigger companies, they don't see their person after closing or at closing.
That's why it's great that you guys live here. I mean, it's like,
that's
yeah,
right.
Okay, we'll shake hands and that's the deal.
Yep.
But then I'm going to see you too out on the street.
That's
so.
Right. And it does happen where there could be questions or issues after the fact,
right.
And we want them to be able to know that they can call and still get that person that represented them to fix or answer questions for them.
You got to go with your local realtor, folks, and trust the experience, Action Realty. And people can just give you a call or stop in.
Absolutely.
Get the ball rolling. Steve, Sherry, great to have you in here as it is every Tuesday.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm talking real estate. It's 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Sunshine and 67 degrees. Good morning.
I want to drink that shot of whiskey. I want to smoke that cigarette. I want to smell that sweet addiction on my breath. I want to ride across West